With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain markets closed higher, livestock markets closed mixed. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Strauman says the coronavirus news is oversold for the grain markets.
Certainly the selling interest slowed today and the market is oversold. And we saw a little pop in the soybeans here into the close and they're going to be up 4 to 5 cents. But you know, we really haven't had any export sales to speak of, and the coronavirus worries continue to persist, and I think that's still hanging over the market, and it will be for the near term. But not a bad day as the grain markets go. The wheat complex, again, slightly higher. We did see a slight improvement in the winter wheat conditions, but the dollar is strong, and again, that is limiting the upside.
It was a choppy day for the livestock markets.
Light cash trade came in about $3 lower than last week, and that added some weakness. Certainly, the weakness in the live cattle spilled over to the feeders. And then the cash market was softer as well. And then the lean hogs, some small losses there. Again, you look at a stronger cash market here the first 2 days of the week providing some support, and traders expect demand to pick up as we move forward. And again, looking and monitoring the coronavirus, and if that slows down, traders, again, certainly looking at some increased demand on the export side.
At the close in the grain markets, March Minneapolis wheat up 2 at 516, March Chicago wheat up 2¾ at 539, March Kansas City wheat up 2¾, March corn up 0¼ at 372½, December corn unchanged at 382¼, March beans up 4¾ at 879, November beans up 5½ at 910½. At the close in livestock, February live cattle down $1.97. April live cattle down $2.30 at $112.95. March feeder cattle down $3.05 at $132.97. April lean hogs up 5 cents at $64.67. May up 10 cents. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.